Yay! Welcome to episode, I don't know. It's Teresa DiGaetano back again, folks, to my right.
Hello!
My trusty co-pilot yet once again on my side. Faisal along, alright, I don't know how that came out, like a dog, like his master's voice. Faisal Alam to her right, excuse me, hanging out. This is radio, we don't, you know, the cheers glass.
Yeah, right, they can't see that.
This is not Facebook Live, all you millennial fuckers.
Did I say your name wrong? It's Faisal, not
it's Faisal.
Faisal.
I actually say my name wrong, so I really don't get
Listen,
it.
Listen, we all saw an American Tale one too many times, alright, it's Faisal. You know it's Faisal, I know. And to his right, Matt Maron.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
You're absolutely, or as I called him from the beginning, Al Snow's retarded brother.
All right. I've tried doing Al Snow reference for the way I look, and it never works.
You didn't have a fake head and shake it?
Yes, okay. Come out of the mannequin head.
Well, kids, we decided to mix it up a little bit this time. We usually have two guys, two girls talking about banging and dating and advice and all that. But we said, you know what, fuck it. Tis the season for sports talk. We have the Olympics, we have the baseball season winding down, and football season about to start, so we said, fuck it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Let's get about 1% of the comics who know anything about sports and bring them on the fucking show. I mean, most of you guys are getting it off with your Pokemon Go horse shit, the rest of us doing some real stuff here. Alright.
You know how to make your guests feel special.
I do, right? Thanks for not clearing it up, Matt Maron! That's why you're here! little fun fact, Matt Maron used to be a professional wrestler, kids.
Yes.
Another fun fact, Matt Maron is Jewish, so he's a Jewish professional wrestler.
Yes, a Jewish professional.
I didn't either until he told me that a year or two ago.
So you know, I didn't know that, because most New York City comics start off their set with, hi, I'm a Jew.
Yes.
Right.
I got roasted for my birthday last weekend. One of the people who roasted me, Justin Lanza, said, Matt's Jewish but doesn't talk about it much on stage, and I just want to let you know I appreciate it.
That's good. Justin Lanza.
Yeah,
he's one of the comics with beards that I like.
Yeah.
One of the few with beards that I like. Matt Maron has a beard, by the way, Teresa DiGaetano. So
we all got to insult him before I started the podcast.
Does anyone honestly give a fuck about the Olympics? Yes or no?
Tell us a couple events.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Just the meme one of the ones.
Fastly, yeah.
I'm trying to watch some of the amateur Greco-Roman wrestling and freestyle and judo, but I don't know as many of them as I used to. But I'm not into the ones that everyone cares about. I don't care about swimming.
I think the Olympics and the World Cup have so much in common, because America just stop what they're doing once every 4 years and pretend to give a shit.
Yeah, that drives me crazy.
That's such fake horse shit. I used to swim, I could give a fuck about swimming, but if I see, like, hey, Michael Phelps or the team relays one, I'll give a nice little fist clench and a fist pump, like, alright, go USA.
It's always some dickbag from, like, a liberal arts college is like, oh, I'll just kill myself if Spain loses. Mm-hmm. And they think they have some strong tie to Spain because they studied abroad there for a semester.
Yeah.
I love Spain. I went there twice, I'll have you know, but
I had a roommate from college who was just like that, just obsessed with Real Madrid. And he tried to explain it to me, and it just made it, like, this is still fucking boring. Like, I don't care that you got drunk.
The amount of white girls wearing Brazil shirts during the World Cup. Insane.
Oh, that's true.
But they look nothing like the very attractive Brazilians, the ones that are, I'm sure, sporting said jerseys.
Right. Yeah.
They look more like they're from old school Russia when Chernobyl hit.
They look like they wear pink Yankee jerseys to Yankees.
Oh,
games, so. Yeah,
don't even get me started.
Didn't that start with the Cowboys?
No, I think it started with the Steelers, and I'm a Steelers fan, but there was a lot of things. We have the most female fans,
irony.
I think. I know, that's what's funny about it.
Interesting.
Big Ben, but I do. I think we have the most female fans.
You and Tracy Jane.
Yeah,
also.
Tracy Jane couldn't be here today.
Yes.
She's camping with her boyfriend.
Camping, or as I call that, vacation for poor people.
And I don't like camping either.
Who the fuck goes
like
that's
camping?
All, no, who does that?
I did go camping more when I didn't have money.
There you go.
Since I started making real money, I have not gone camping once.
What is your nationality, too?
My parents are Pakistani.
Pakistani, it's called being a nomad in everyday life. But in America, that's not necessary. It's just, I don't understand the need to want to go out and throw yourself in a tent and do nothing, but, you know, I mean, I can do that in my own fucking house, or I can go fly to a Caribbean country or wherever, just and see something besides fucking trees. You want to go for a walk? I go a hiker. So
other
that's
than
cool.
hiking or fishing, but those are things right. you can also do in a day. Without
exactly my point.
So. Why do I have to spend the night? Where am I going to wash my face? Take night. My contact lens.
And then I guarantee 2 years from now, I'll get drunk with some friends, and be like, we should go camping. Yeah, we're gonna do it, and we're going to hate ourselves, and we're getting eaten by bugs that's pouring out.
Right.
The whole fucking
this
weekend.
Roof, walls, refrigerator, food, showers, all overrated.
And then
I need to take a weekend and have none of
no
it.
No internet porn because even the reception on your phone is dead. So yeah. You're fucked.
Even the glampers too. What another waste? Like, why would you do all make that trek to the woods to have a 3-star accommodation?
That's so true. My best friend, we're gonna do a girls' weekend, and she was like, "What if we go like kayaking and we do this like whole weekend retreat?" I was like, "If it's camping, no."
And then Teresa goes, no. "What if we go to Vegas instead? Yeah. Or what if we go to Miami instead?
Can we do a spa? Can I get a massage?"
There we go.
No one's gonna massage me. We got off track with the Olympics.
Did
we
ever?
Camping.
Wow! Wow!
We were very passionate about camping, guys.
Foss was like, how should I plan for this? I'm like, very little. Very little. Keep some, just keep a few sports. But yeah, back to the Olympics. So we all pretend to give a shit as Americans.
I've been watching the Olympics.
You do? Okay. How many events have you watched?
Ballpark. I watched a lot when my sister and my nephew were visiting. It's good for kids. It is good, like, for get something to watch every night. Like,
right.
You get... you watch different events that you wouldn't normally see. So I love track and field.
Okay.
I love track and field. Gymnastics. And I like the men gymnastics, too. They're extremely strong. We forget about them. They're ripped. And they're very
manorexic,
too. Manorexic.
Right.
I like the swimming. And whatever. Oh, beach volleyball.
Beach
That's
volleyball
a good
is
one,
actually
too.
Really exciting.
That's very good. What else?
It's not just because they're in skimpy outfits, either. It's pretty fun to watch.
Mm-hmm.
But the Brazilian
That's
team
cool.
is the
like,
best
I could, if someone put it at the bar, I would be like, turn this shit off. Like, all right, I'm cool with that.
Yeah. That I'd say that and gymnastics were the most women's gymnastics.
Gymnastics.
Like watching like Simone Biles is like this 4'8" tiny girl jump. I think she could dunk. I want to see her dunk. I want to see her
dunk.
Was
she Muggsy Bogues in the fucking?
It's fucking ridiculous. She did like a triple quadruple backflip and spin and jumped like 6 feet in the air.
She stepped the landing
and then
jumped
to basketball.
Yeah, so. Very, very true.
Wild.
Yeah, so the Olympics, are they over yet or not? Again, that's how much I don't know.
There's too much shit. Like, I feel like for running, it's like, it's not just one race. There's like 30 different ones. And like, that's hard for me to follow. Same thing with swimming. It's like, yeah, you got all these medals, but you're still fucking doing the same thing.
Does anyone feel stupid when it's like 200 meters and then you're like, how many times back and forth in the pool is
that? I know the answer for that. No, I used to swim. I know the answer for that.
How much is that, 4?
It's 50. Well, the Olympics are size 4 or 50.
Okay, so back. What events were you?
I was relay, 200 meter relay. I was 50 free and 100 free. 100 breast, yeah, 100
breast. Breaststroke. Oh.
Yeah.
I did the breaststroke, everyone. It was a poor...
Theater of the mind.
I don't know, even though... Because I am into the amateur wrestling, but I'd rather watch, like, the collegiate...
Of course you are.
Shit. Yeah. I did Greco-Roman for a few years before I did the steel chair wrestling.
Was that your... Was that your grinder name, Greco-Roman, or...?
Yes. no, the steel chair wrestling is not in the Olympics, but no, I'd rather watch the collegiate wrestling, and I feel even
right.
Even Olympic basketball, I'd rather just watch NBA basketball, or when there's...
I'd rather watch pro...
Yeah. No, I'd rather watch Olympic basketball, because here's why, because we invented basketball, and if we don't trounce every fucking nation by 50, there's something wrong.
Massachusetts invented basketball.
Yeah.
Springfield.
Who is the inventor who is credited with inventing basketball?
Oh, I know this, but I don't know it, but I do know it.
You know
it?
John Naismith.
Was Alexander.
No, it's John Naismith.
I know Naismith is the last thing I thought this out. Right, so Naismith.
Because he was trying to train his football players during the winter or something.
Right. Yeah,
like
and he kind of like throwing it into like a barrel that they used to carry apples.
But now he has an apple. Yep, yep. All right.
But I agree with you. The only reason I actually watched the World Cup, which is a tangent, but it's not America's sport, it's the rest of the world. And we have the biggest bandwagoning fans. So how awesome would it be if America actually won and just ruined it for the rest of the world?
Yes,
we would be the most obnoxious sacks of shit, and we would be...
No, the English are, but they're horrible in soccer. They haven't won in 50 fucking years.
And it's killing them that we're better.
You know the thing? Here's what it is about soccer. And that's what you said, the world sport. You know why it's the world sport? Because it's the cheapest to play.
All you need are
12 people to play and a decapitated head like they used to do.
And
all right,
hopefully
that's all you need.
And hopefully no landmines if you're in a third world country.
I'd watch that.
I'd watch that landmine.
I would watch that. But soccer, it's the worst fucking sport. The fake, the diving, all the bullshit.
Well, but the fans are the most intense.
Very true.
I remember a few years ago after that Jets game, like what happened? A girl got punched. remember that, and that was a huge deal, obviously, because someone got punched. That's like the Jets, Patriots. Yeah. But then, like, people got murdered, like, outside of Brazil after a game, and then the ref was murdered. I mean, that's some...
In defense of football, the preseason game for the Niners and Oakland Raiders... I think 3 years ago, people were stabbed.
Like, yeah.
And it was a preseason game.
That's because Oakland fans are...
They're just trash.
They're almost as bad as Philly fans. Although I hear they're actually worse than Philly fans.
They're both trash.
I've done security at football games, and I've done Eagles and Bills games. My experience was worse in Buffalo than in Philadelphia.
Are you fucking serious?
Philadelphia white trash.
No. There's no one higher in the pinnacle chartness of white trash than Philadelphia fans.
Philadelphia fans yell crazy shit. Like, I've seen 8-year-old kids get called faggots.
Yeah, but they throw batteries. They start fighting at the drop of a dime.
Have you seen videos on Deadspin?
In Buffalo, where the fam was found dead in a creek after a game. Like, I mean,
who do they hate?
Self-inflicted.
Well, because in Buffalo, that's
they
like
Patriots.
I hate them living in Buffalo. Yeah. Fuck me.
No, it was like Bills Rams. They were both eliminated from contention, and there was more fights there that I saw than at any Eagles game I've ever worked.
Wow.
But I did work, there was a soccer match at the Eagles Stadium between Mexico and Jamaica.
Oh my god.
And I actually got...
Race war!
I was out at the bag check the entire game, and I remember hearing on the radio they called, come to section 121 because this bottle's being thrown. And 2 minutes later we get a call, it's like, actually go to section 123 because that's where the bottles are being thrown from. Which means it was being thrown over section 122 to 121. And it was like, and they said Mexico outnumbered Jamaica fans like 8-1. So I just imagine Mexican fans just chucking things to the one Jamaican family they see 100 seats away.
Well, it wasn't Usain Bolt, otherwise his ass would have ran the fuck right out of there. Oh my god. He's crazy on Usain Bolt. This is some crazy shit we're seeing with him.
Yeah.
Just winning by a landslide and talking shit.
Yeah. I kind of like that, though.
I do, too. A little bit, dude.
Okay, good.
What are we making of Ryan Lochte? Or as you call him, Ryan Lochte up in jail. Waka, waka, waka.
You two look alike.
Well, thank you very much. All right. She has good-looking fellow swoops.
You two, especially with that bleach blonde hair.
Oh, yeah. I don't dye mine.
I know his.
So, what was the story? He said that they got held up at gunpoint and they weren't?
Well, no. I think what happened was, they got wasted. Yeah. And then wrecked a bathroom, like a gas station bathroom. And then I think when the attendants came out and said, you have to pay for that. So then they gave them money for the bathroom. But then I think he told his mom a different story, because the original story was that his mom said that they were held at gunpoint. So I feel like it was one of those cases where, like, he said it and then told his mom. And then it became this big thing. And then he was like, shouldn't have told my mom. But he did. He's still sticking to the story.
He doubled down on top of it. He did a couple interviews on top of it. And the best part is he threw his friends under the bus.
That's the dick. That's where I'm the most offended. Not as douching over in Brazil, but that's where I'm most offended. Leaving your boys in another country, asshole.
Yeah. Even in his story, he goes, yeah, like, they pulled out guns and my friends immediately went to the ground. And I was like, whoa, we're not giving you our money. Like, he tried to pretend like he was serious. And then he's like, then they put the gun to my head and I was like, whatever. And I gave them my wallet.
The rule is, I
do believe that, because I've seen Ryan Lochte talk before, and I feel like he's the kind of guy that would have a gun to his head and say whatever.
Whatever, bro. You're harsh in my mail, bro. Fucking guy. No, what was I going to say about what's going to happen to him? Answer, nothing. Except for, he's not going to get fined or banned. The only repercussions will be his loss of sponsorship.
Who sponsors him?
I don't know.
Phelps Law sponsors just for smoking weed. I don't see how this isn't worse. You know?
Yeah, and everyone's like, well, you should take the gold medals away. No, you can't take his gold medals away for fucking being an asshole jerk-off.
Yeah, it's...
You want to hit him hard? Say, you don't get a Wheaties box.
You know how many people would be out of the Hall of Fame if being an asshole was like, wouldn't let you in? Like,
right.
Oh, that's true.
Started with Babe Ruth.
And Ryan Lochte, stop fucking up our white privilege, all right? We're already having a hard time with this as it is.
Yeah. That's easy.
With the Baseball Hall of Fame, it's kind of a tangent, but yeah, that, guys who take steroids can't be in, but former Ku Klux Klan members can.
Yeah, right? Ty Cobb. Hey, you know, I didn't cheat when I hated those black people, you know?
Yeah.
Actually, it's funny. We did a podcast with Jeff Paul and I doing it with Lenny Dykstra was our guest.
And he told,
it was fucking amazing. The stories he told.
Yeah.
You know what? The more I think about it, it's like, you know, let these steroid guys in only because it wasn't legal until. If you did it before, it was like they had the crackdown, then you should be let in. If not, out.
I mean, even so, I mean, you put Barry Bonds in, it's not like people are going to forget that he did steroids.
He was a Hall of Famer before he did steroids.
Yeah. But that put him in the stratosphere. Oh, she would have dropped some Pittsburgh hometown knowledge in there.
And there, that's when I used to watch, basically.
Yeah. She's like, I was a fan of the Killer Bees. Who are the Killer Bees then, Smarty Pants?
Huh?
This would be good.
The Killer Bees?
You should know. You're a Pirates fan. You should know this.
Was it like, are we talking players?
Yeah, the Killer Bees.
Oh, Bonilla, right? Barry Bonds.
Right.
Who else played for them at the time?
One more.
Stan Belinda, the pitcher?
No, it was not Stan Belinda.
Who was the other one that played
for them? I'm blanking on the third one.
J-Bell.
Yes! I was going to say J-Bell. I thought he was Atlanta Braves. I'm doing the tomahawk.
Oh, baby! By the way, they stole that from Florida State. Let's be real.
Seminoles?
Yes. Oh, look at you.
Just struggling with knowledge. My school didn't have teams. That's because I went to community college.
Humble brag. Ding! I went to the Acting Conservatory of Harrisburg University.
Can I tell that joke later?
I know it's on the agenda for tonight.
We're going to have my 30 minutes. We're doing a yacht club after this.
Yeah, we are. Talk about the old sweet spot for yours truly, baby.
White privilege at its best.
I can't wait to go in there and go just talk about Caddyshack quotes for a good hour. Yeah. Fantastic. So, Teresa is one of the true women sports fans. I'm not talking one of those, as I made the joke to you before. Oh my God, I'm a Niners fan because I love their colors. Like, no, she knows her shit.
A little bit.
I would say you and Monica are my two female friends who know, like, the most.
I think if you're a female and you're a fan, that means on Sunday, like, say for football, you go and watch the games by yourself at a bar. That sounds lonely, but I have done it numerous times where I go, I get my wings, my little Bloody Mary at first, you sit down, you watch, until an older black man starts hitting on you.
Nice.
Sorry, that's...
You're like the younger black man, that's my demographic, guys, all right? So, do you go to a Steelers bar, or do you go to any kind of bar?
It depends. Like, the bar I work at now, I would go in there and watch it. But some are close. There's a bar near me now that has, like, because there's not a lot of people that go there, and they put the sound on for the Steeler games.
Okay.
I'm like, great.
See
okay.
you there. Sweet. But, so here's the thing. So, when a guy finds out a girl is a sports fan, sometimes the guys go overboard when it comes to, like, trying to show that they know more. Like, what's, like, the cutoff point you want to... If I see you at a bar, what's like the cutoff point where it's like, okay, buddy, I know sports, and I know sports, because again, some guys when they get too excited and just still prove like, oh, you're a girl, you don't know near as much as I do. Like, where's your cutoff point in that?
I think when they become annoying, like any type of conversation where they just like keep going, like if we're watching the game and say like I'm there by myself watching the game and there's like a guy, and then you're like if he gets a little too chatty where you're like, okay, I can't keep talking, I'm trying to watch the game, like that's where I would cut it off a little bit.
So if some guy was like, well, where did Ben Roethlisberger go to school? And let's say you didn't know. And you'd be like,
University of Miami in Ohio.
Ohio. Mm-hmm. So our fraternity chapter was founded. And that's
where front were you
in? Phi Kappa Tau.
Okay. And that's where you knew.
Were you really?
Yeah.
Miami, Ohio, also where Ben Roethlisberger did his best raping before he got to the pros, guys. That's where he got all his reps in.
Woo. All his reps.
I have no comment.
You know, pros is different than college, though.
Yeah.
it's a whole other ball game.
Is it funny, though, when you're out of... Let's say you're at a bar. Let's say your friend's like, oh, I'll come watch, but she's not a fan, but she wants to hang out with you.
I wouldn't invite her.
Well, that's okay, then.
That's it. Because
Teresa, also a fan of improv, as you can see here. No, I'm not a fan of that.
Yeah, but, yes, and.
Yeah.
But it's true, because there are times when I'm like one of my good friends, Regina, that you guys know.
Oh, yeah.
Chica, who does stand-up.
I'm going to come watch a football game with you, Teresa.
Yeah, she could sit there and be fine to go, but she doesn't watch it. So it's like, there's certain friends that, like, if they like to drink, they could just come along because you know they're going to be fun to drink with.
Right.
But then I can't be explaining stuff to you. So, like, and Regina wouldn't want to sit there anyway during a football game. So that's why you become friends with, like, people that also like sports. Yeah.
All right. So let's say one of your friends from out of town's in, and, like, I'm going to watch a Steelers game. I know you don't know shit. How many of your friends would do that where they pretend like they know what they're talking about if a guy they kind of like starts talking to them? Like, how many of your friends do you see that happen with? A lot? A little?
I don't think that they would go with it. That's the type of thing. Like, my friends aren't like that type of girl. It's like, oh, I don't like the type of girl that goes and watches the football game with her boyfriend, takes up a chair, and doesn't watch, like, at the bar, and just drinks wine the entire time. She annoys me.
Right.
Like, you're taking up a good Like, you're taking up real estate. I'm like, go shopping or something. That sounds so sexist. Go shopping.
Go knit a sweater.
But then the couples at the bar. Do you guys go out to bars and watch the game?
Yeah.
Okay. Who do you go with? Your friends? Yeah,
I've gone with friends. I've gone on my own. It's always with friends. I'd rather watch a game at home by myself. With friends at home where I can actually see everything and hear everything than, like, in a bar where I think you're more likely to miss something. Mm-hmm. Probably the best going out to watch sporting event I've ever done, it was me and two other comics, Matt Lajewski and Mike Coscarelli.
All right.
we were looking for a place to watch, and it was the NFC Championship game a few years ago. Oh, no, it was on when the Colts got spanked by the Patriots.
How
belligerent
did Lajewski get?
No, we were looking for bars.
He doesn't give a shit. He's a Giants fan.
Yeah, we were looking for bars, and they were all packed, and we were just walking. We saw a diner had the game on.
Oh, my God.
And it was an empty diner, and we just sat there, ate, and just watched the football game in an empty diner, and it was great.
All the fucking tzatziki on your fries you can handle. Jesus
Christ.
And
then use like a book.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. Oh, those are the best kind.
It's like, who orders a steak at a diner?
Yeah.
Someone.
White trash.
I have.
Shame on you.
I'll just get the chicken parm.
Yeah. What page are the disco fries on, ma'am? That's all I need to know.
I mean, I've never left the house saying I want to get a steak. Oh, anybody know a good diner? But I have been out late and we go to a diner and I've gotten a steak there before.
That's funny.
You might as well gnaw on a catcher's mitt.
Yeah.
Have you ever gotten sushi at a Duane Reade while you're at it?
Oh,
no, I have not.
Teresa has by that reaction.
No, I see that. And it's like, that's when you know, like, if you get a salad at like a Duane Reade or a CVS, like, oh, that's just bottom of the barrel.
I
want
to pay someone just to see what happens. Like, when that... I want to pay someone just to try the sushi out of Duane Reade and just see what happens. It'll be a scientific study.
That's like a scientific experiment for like a kid who's like in third or fourth grade. Like, I didn't do my... Wait till the last minute to do their project like I did and go, oh shit, I got an idea. Let's go to Duane Reade. I'll buy this guy sushi for fucking $10 or whatever they charge. And then I'll sit there with a stopwatch, watch him eat it, and then at time when he has to fucking, shit his pants off.
You probably do that for like a school science project. I legitimately, one year for a school science project, took people's pulses and then gave them a Game Boy to play like Wario, and I would take the pulse before and after, and I studied whether or not video games is stressful or not.
Oh, that's pretty cool. This is the better conversation. Yeah. What is your lamest science experiment? Is that would that be it?
I don't think that's lame. I think that's pretty cool.
I wouldn't say that was the lamest one I did. I remember there was, I just like looked on like online and found like one of these things you can do for a science project. It was called a sponge garden. You just like put seeds inside of a sponge. You can grow like little mini like leaves out of a sponge.
Oh my God.
Yeah, that's as lame as it gets.
I had two that are pretty fucking sad because again, I'm a procrastinator. I bought like six different brands of microwave popcorn, popped them all for, I don't know, 4 minutes. And then I counted all the individual kernels and then had people do like a taste test and like blind taste test and all that. And the other one I did was I bought like five sets of candles and lit them all and see which one lasted the longest.
I did that, which battery lasts the longest.
Did you?
Yeah. We're not smart in my family.
I can see your dad going, T, we're wasting these good batteries for nothing here.
What can we do? That's what I'm nervous about if I ever have kids. It's like the science experiments. Like, oh gosh, I don't know what to do. Like, jeez.
My dad had, and this is probably the worst one, my dad, because again, I wait the last minute. How fast can you, I had something where I had plants to grow plants, but I had to kill them off was like the end point.
Yeah.
So I ended up pouring beer in one of them. I ended up like pissing in another. And the third, I threw like in a microwave and just fucking flat out nuked it. And that was it.
Plants good for marijuana. Yeah.
Stupid ones, and that was it.
Did you guys ever have to make dioramas?
Yes.
The shoebox where you like open it up and you have to like create a scene. It was just like anytime we got a diorama, my parents were like, oh, I guess we have another assignment to do. I'm not going to do it.
Fassel, how many teachers in school do you go? Now, Fassel, don't make a bomb. I know you're Muslim and all, but please.
Well, it's pre-9.
No, it's a clock, guys. Yeah. It's a clock.
Wires hanging out. What a fraud that kid was, too. Did you read the backstory of that?
His dad's like a really shady dude.
Yes!
Right?
It was so... And here's what this is why it drives me nuts. I know we're getting away from sports, but this is funny. The knee-jerk reaction on Facebook is the fucking worst. And it usually swings for the right. Like, perfect. The box kid.
Yeah.
People are like, holy shit, this kid brought a box to school. How racist is that? But then they do the fucking research and go, oh, wait, dad's up to some shit. He's a known prankster, quote-unquote, for stuff like making bombs and anti-American shit. So, Yeah, well, there's smoke, there's fire, asshole. So why don't we let the dust settle before we make our fucking
judgments? I reacted
judgments.
Pretty quickly because I saw Irving, Texas, and that is a pretty anti-Muslim city as it is.
Fair.
But, so yeah, I think jumping the gun on that one wasn't that insane, but then I saw the fucking clock, and I'm like, all right, like I can see why like some fucking third grade teacher who probably was like, science is not my thing, like, saw this fucking thing.
Right.
And like, holy shit, okay, we need to take this principle.
Yeah, he triples as a math teacher and a shop teacher.
Yeah.
So. Science. Like, yeah. Fuck, three classes this semester? This is bullshit.
Yeah, we're talking a fucking, like, elementary school teacher that probably didn't know better. And you look at that from her point of view. Yeah, that looks a little fucking scary.
And not even that, but this shit that we all do as science projects, isn't that kid just kind of a fucking show-off, bringing that in as his project?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Dick.
The teacher's like, I'm not...
I got yelled at for overachieving in elementary school. He should, too.
Yeah. The teacher's like, I'm not dying for 55 grand a year for this shit. Fuck you.
Everyone else has a papier-mâché volcano, and this kid makes it.
Yes, the baking soda. Obviously, the baking soda volcano, right?
There's always one. There was a girl in my class, and both of her parents were science teachers, or her mom was. So she always won each year. And I was like, that's not fair, Aaron Shriver. That's not fair. Your mom,
Shriver?
Aaron Shriver. Yep. Her mom, every year won. And I was like, okay, we can't compete with this. Like, that's not fair.
My brother waited to the last. My sister did. Waited, again, to the last minute. Procrastinators, this fucking family. And my mother or dad did the project for them. And it won the blue ribbon. And... They're like, oh, you know what that means? You get to go take it to the district and have it like present there for the higher level. And then my mom's not one to bullshit like that. She's like, look, here's a fucking story. We did this project for the kid, and we're not taking it in because this is just gonna be too big for this. we're not here to cause a ruckus here in the in the district. So
I do want to going back to the sports. How do you feel about people posting during games on Facebook? Like, do you do that? Like, I've done it before. Like,
if something ridiculous
like,
happens,
oh,
what do you mean, though? No.
Like a play by play?
Yes, there are
I like when Norm McDonald
does it. Play.
I didn't see Norm McDonald.
Norm McDonald like during golf tournaments.
He does it during college basketball too.
Yeah.
That's because he has money on it.
Yeah. He does a play by play on Twitter. Only he's allowed to do it, as far as I'm concerned, is do a play by play for sports on Twitter. It's probably obnoxious from anyone else, but I think it's okay if you actually have something. If something notable just happened and you have a funny joke or a remark, why not? I don't see a problem with it. It's less obnoxious than everyone in the bar going, "Oh my god, this had big fantasy implications." Like, look at my phone right now. That annoys me more than anything else. And people have to look at their phones to check their scores. Like, you can do the math in your head. Calm the fuck down. Wait till half.
But you know what? No, you need to check. And I'm going to take the fucking devil's advocate because you need to see what your score is versus the other person and see if you're winning or losing.
I don't know. Maybe it's an Asian thing. I'm good at math, so I can fucking do that in my
head. Now that's racist.
Brown privilege, motherfuckers.
Noted.
No, just play. I mean, I feel like I would post something if I think of something funny or something like more something to say that maybe the average every person on Facebook isn't saying. That's what I feel about every sports or regardless. But yeah, I've seen people who just like post like "God damn it" when their team loses.
Yeah. I feel like it's a bunch of non-comics who do that. Where you're like, you don't need to weigh in on everything.
I like when people talk shit early and then it sinks them in the end.
Oh, I love seeing that, yes.
I always screen cap it just in case they try to delete it, and then I will just flood their wall with that shit. So
yeah, the Giants Niners where the Giants blew a fucking like 24 point lead at the half. Thank God I was on Facebook. That was like 2003, so I guess But my buddy called me. He's like, "Great job." I'm like, "It ain't over." I'm like, "I'm a Giants fan. It ain't over." He's like, "Fuck you. You won this game." And they fucking lost at the very end. I'm like, "Thank God." But Joe Alfano mushes them a lot, the Giants a lot. I'm like, "Shut the fuck up, asshole. There's 5 minutes left. And there's no one who knows how to fuck up a fourth quarter lead like the New York football Giants. Shut the fuck up."
Well, that's why the Cowboys are their rivals, right? To see who can fuck up harder.
That is true.
I love it.